drop in unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A lot fewer Americans filed last week.
Initial jobless claims coming in at 199,000. That is a new pandemic low.
Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo. It's not just a COVID-era low. It's the fewest claims in any week since 1969. Now, some companies have complained they can't find workers to fill a near-record 10.4 million job openings back in September. With Thanksgiving tomorrow, this is a big travel day.
Oh, my God. So much stress.
She's at the airport in San Francisco. He's flying out of Fort Lauderdale.
Everybody leaves today, so I thought I'd get here early.
For 6 days in a row before today, more than 2 million passengers went through TSA checkpoints at airports at almost pre-COVID levels. Those driving could see some traffic. Many of the 48 million people that AAA predicts will drive somewhere for the holiday leave today. A Georgia jury is back deliberating this morning in the murder trial of three white men charged with targeting and killing a black man last year while he was out jogging. Jurors just asked the judge to see video and hear a 911 call again. Now, in closing arguments, security footage was a big point of contention.
It showed Ahmaud Arbery on several occasions inside a partially constructed house. For the defense, they made the claim that that shows Arbery was breaking the law and that he's responsible for his own fate. The prosecutor made the case that at no point did Arbery ever steal anything from that partially constructed home. Thus, the claim of citizen's arrest simply cannot stand.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Brunswick, Georgia. SpaceX launched a new NASA mission late last night in California.
On the way for humanity's first ever planetary defense test mission.
That rocket is carrying what's called DART, which will be aimed at an asteroid, testing a plan to save Earth in case someday one is on a collision course to hit us like an Armageddon. But unlike the movie, DART will bump the asteroid off course, not blow it up. America's listening to Fox News.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina.
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can get Black Friday savings up to 35% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
Finding the right Medicare plan may feel impossible, but now it's anything but. With Walgreens Find Rx coverage tool, you can compare plans online, over the phone, or in person, making Medicare easier than ever. Easier than picking which true crime doc to watch, figuring out that Wi-Fi password, or putting the duvet cover back on. So if you can do those things, with Find Rx coverage, you can definitely Medicare. Find the plan that's right for you by visiting walgreens.com/Medicare.
News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. The Yuma Fire Department just received a very valuable piece of equipment. It's called a heart monitor trainer. Learn more about how this helpful device is helping paramedics, YumaDailyNews.com. If you're in San Luis, the police will be increasing safety enforcement with more patrols throughout the Thanksgiving weekend. The department says that as a reminder, violations of traffic law restrictions are punishable by fines and possible jail time. The Arizona Farm Bureau is reporting that people in Yuma and the rest of the state are paying more this year than in previous years for Thanksgiving. You can read the story and see if you agree. YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma Ballet Academy announced that this year they will be bringing back Sugar Plum Tea and the Christmas favorite, the Nutcracker. You can read our exclusive interview with the ballet to learn more. YumaDailyNews.com. If you have ideas for news stories you'd like to see us cover, send them to us at newsroom@yumadailynews.com. We'll take a look. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refuse to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Tax cuts are coming, but only for a select few. Back in a minute with your politics question of the day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-719-5601. 800-719-5601. 800-719-5601. That's 800-719-5601.
President Joe Biden says his budget will aid middle-class Americans the most. But a new analysis of Biden's Build Back Better Act determined that the coastal elite will benefit most, with an estimated $625 billion in tax cuts for the nation's wealthiest residents. The left-leaning Tax Policy Center estimates that the nation's top 5% will see massive tax cuts, while 20 to 30% of the middle class gets hit with a heavier tax burden. Question, do you think President Biden is building the nation back better or breaking it apart?
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Morning. This is Chamber Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning in the studio, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we have Lisa from FrontWorks. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And you know what? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and with that comes, you know, Black Friday and Small Business Saturday.
Amen.
So needed to bring you in because you guys have a lot of amazing stuff in the store right now for the holidays, right?
We do. I want to back up for just a quick second.
it's been several years, but on one Thanksgiving Thursday, Russ had my husband and I in here, and we were like the pretend Butterball Turkey Hotline, and we were talking about turkeys and stuffing. No, what was it? Well, maybe it was Wednesday. Anyway, but it was.
It could have been Thanksgiving, because I always do Thanksgiving
You do Thanksgiving. Anyway, it was hilarious. But I digress.
But you guys did really well.
Thanks.
I mean, you know how to cook.
Bob knows how to cook.
Is that what it was?
And I tag along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what time is Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
This year we're going to someone else's house.
Me too, and I'm learning. I'm having turducken, so that's going to be...
All righty.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we are, like so many other businesses, so many other industries, we are having trouble with stock.
Okay.
We have literally floor to ceiling with amplifiers and acoustic guitars. I have they have started shipping. No joke. The fire marshal came through last week and he said, the only reason I'm letting you leave all this stuff decked in the hallway is because I know you're on your way into Christmas. So I said, that's very nice of you. Electric guitars are going to be tricky. Guitars and electric basses are going to be really difficult. So if you're looking for an electric guitar or an electric bass, please come see us sooner rather than later. We are doing layaway. We will hide your gift until 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. But like I said, we do have a ton of acoustic guitars and amps.
I love that you'll hide it till 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. I was terrible about going to find my Christmas presents.
But you don't think they're going to last?
I do not.
And just based on prior years and the demand right now?
Yep. Santa Claus loves to buy instruments for Christmas.
Has the pricing gone up dramatically now that there's a shortage, I would assume?
It has. Everybody hit us with a price increase in either July or September of this year. There is no such thing as a $200 value guitar pack anymore. Mm-hmm. They've jumped all the way up to $300.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the thing is, you know, we keep talking about things at Santa Claus price. And you're just going to have to spend a little bit more money.
It's computer chips.
I think it's manufacturing in a lot of cases.
Okay, but
everything's got computer chips in it now.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, so, I'm curious, so which is better to learn on? I mean, because I think I would rather learn on an acoustic anyway.
Yeah, the mechanics are exactly the same.
Okay.
What we usually say to people is an electric guitar is a little bit easier to press down on for your fingers because the amplification comes from the instrument itself, from the electronics, not necessarily from the instrument. But, you know, you can learn on an acoustic and play an electric. You can play an learn on an electric and play an acoustic. It's all good.
I want to be loud and obnoxious.
I know.
Okay.
Well, then you better have electric.
Okay. Or an electric acoustic guitar. You know, you can do that as well.
That sounds like a hybrid.
It is. It is. Yes, indeedy. We also, of course, have the option of gift cards. We always sell gift cards all year round. We also do layaway all year round, so that's never a thing. So
you've been very successful.
You have
done really well.
We've been so fortunate and so blessed that there are still so many people, even though the internet. I'm going to back up just a minute. When the internet started charging sales tax, when they made that a law, and that really, really...
I love that law. I think it's only fair.
They really, really evened the playing field. So now we know that there are still a ton of people that want to touch it and give it a hug and hold it before they buy it.
Well, especially an instrument.
Exactly.
They're so personal.
They are very personal. I mean, we will have somebody play one off the wall and love it. And I would say, would you like that one? Or would you like a new one in the box? And they would say, no, I want this one because this is the one I played and I like it.
Yeah.
So we're very, very fortunate that we still have that opportunity. Our prices are the same as the reputable music stores online.
Mm-hmm.
We do not match Amazon or eBay because those people, well, not all of them. Many of them are shysters.
Mm-hmm. Some.
Some are shysters.
Yep.
And, you know, so that's not really a thing. We match those prices all the time. And we're just so thrilled that customers will still come see us.
Yeah.
I was just amazed at the number of different people you have giving lessons as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to learn how to play, and it's not just guitars.
Right.
I saw piano. I even saw voice lessons.
Yep, we have voice lessons. We also have...
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
And our wind instrument gal is back. She was on maternity leave. She has a beautiful baby now. And so we even have clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, trombone. Am I missing something?
Lisa, you don't play anything, do you?
I started the piano in the fourth grade, and I started the clarinet in the fifth grade. It is a little embarrassing. interesting that I manage a guitar store for 9 years, and I really, really do play the guitar. But, you know, everybody thinks that when you're hanging out at the, when you work at the guitar store, you've got lots of time to practice, and it's still a job.
I do.
Oh my goodness, that day that we came in.
Yeah.
So we were there. We were there to shoot part of a commercial. And, oh, my goodness, I didn't think we were ever going to get it shot. We only need 2 minutes,
yeah,
right?
And it was such a great day that day.
It was, and so everybody came and wanted lessons mm-hmm. that day. It was a crazy, busy, mm-hmm. full store, and you were there by yourself.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yep.
It's okay. You understand it all.
I do. And I make it up when I don't.
it gave me the chance to sit down at one of the keyboards and play.
That's
so
true.
I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt. That's why I said it's so personal, because I sit down at each of those keyboards and feel how the keys feel.
Yep.
Because they all have different pressures, mm-hmm. you know, the sensors of them. And I would want to know. Yep. I wouldn't want to buy that online. I would want to know mm-hmm. how it feels.
Yep.
I own a ukulele.
Have you learned how to play? Yeah, we
made
an ukulele.
It was a gift. But I was thinking, I don't know that I want to be Tiny Tim.
My standard go-to, if somebody asks me for a raffle prize, and I give I probably shouldn't say this, I give raffle prizes a lot to golf tournaments and raffles and all that kind of stuff. My go-to is an ukulele and a month of music lessons, because so many people think the ukulele is super fun, and you can use the music lessons on anything. You can learn the ukulele if you do it on something else, but those are always fun gifts.
It is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't had fun. I've looked at it a few times. I haven't touched it.
It might bite.
I don't know. I don't think I can compete with Lou Frios when she plays at all the different events.
Oh, my gosh. She's
well, you know,
so funny.
She's going to start coming on my show as an apprentice.
Oh,
really? Awesome.
That's a mouthy girl. Like her.
She is, but have her bring the ukulele with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's played Frozen to my granddaughter
mm-hmm.
and sang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's the member of the Ukaholics.
Yep, the Ukaholics. Mm-hmm. They're a great group. The Ukaholics do not have a 12-step program to get out.
No.
Once you're in, you're in.
I guess it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to convince me to go. I said no.
Yeah, but maybe she'll give you a few lessons while she's here.
There's a possibility.
Write your new theme song.
Oh, no.
It'll work out.
So the other thing I know, you know, that I would want, you know, if I were playing the guitar,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't,
mm-hmm.
I will admit, but my son needed to build an instrument, and that's where I went for strings.
Yes.
And I discovered that I don't know the first thing about guitar strings very quickly, mm-hmm. because he says, Mom, I need a guitar string, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, which kind, I'm sure you know about all of that.
I know a lot about. I'm not going to say I know all. I've got fantastic staff to help me with the really technical stuff, or the geek speak, as I like to call it. You can't buy a new guitar every day, but you can buy accessories. And a fresh set of strings will make a huge difference, as well as a new tuner and straps and all those goodies. So that's all, you know, fantastic and super easy to do. So if your guitar is feeling a little dull, by all means, stop in for some new strings or even a tune-up.
Well, perfect. And with that, we have to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
It's a weak cold front, but it is cooling us off just a little bit. Sunny and breezy and 75 today. Thanksgiving Day, basically a repeat. Still breezy, 75 tomorrow. Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds, or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
I've got muscular dystrophy. That means my muscles are weak and it can be hard to breathe.
Now is a scary time for everyone, as we are at a higher risk for respiratory infections.
In good times and bad,
The Muscular Dystrophy Association helps kids live with neuromuscular disease. The pandemic places more than 200,000 adults and children with muscular dystrophy at a greater risk.
Breathing is often hard when you live with a neuromuscular disease, but the Muscular Dystrophy Association is here to help.
MDA is what ensures they receive critical medical care at one of over 150 care centers across the U.S.
During COVID-19, kids like me are at a greater risk.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association needs your support now more than ever.
COVID-19 won't stop us.
To learn how you can help, please visit helpmda.org. Thank you.
Push the limits of what's possible in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With a bold exterior and premium interior, Outlander reimagines the SUV. Rule the road with Mitsubishi's super all-wheel control and wireless smartphone technology. Plus, an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today, starting at $26,095. At Bill Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi. Get thunderstruck.
Super all-wheel control is an available feature on all trim levels. Price based on ES2WD. Important restrictions and rules apply. See retailer for limited warranty and more details. Offer ends 12/13/21.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Cut or go hungry. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-719-5601. 800-719-5601. 800-719-5601. That's 800-719-5601.
According to the recent United Nations Climate Conference, 811 million people are going hungry because of extreme weather linked to climate change. The UN claims the number of hungry will grow exponentially if the countries that signed the Paris Agreement of 2015 do not fulfill their obligations. That means developed nations like the United States are obliged to cut their emissions, while developing nations like China are not obliged to cut their emissions. Question: if the United States were to eliminate all its carbon emissions, do you think the world's hungry would no longer go hungry?
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in studio this morning, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
And Lisa Rammel, owner of Fretworks. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And so, take me back to the beginning. How did Fretworks start?
This is a funny story. So my brother has been in music stores for years. Ever since, I think this probably was his first job out of college even. He worked for other people. Started his own very first Fretworks in South Carolina, which is where he lives. He came to visit me one Christmas. And as he calls it industrial espionage. He loves to visit family-owned music stores. So he popped into DeBell's. And Mr. DeBell was there, and they were chitty-chatting a little bit, and Mr. DeBell said, I really want to retire. Will you buy my store? And my brother kind of looked around. And for those of you that remember DeBell's, and I'm sure many do, it's a small store, not a lot of parking, really landlocked right there on the corner of 5th Avenue. Anyway, so my brother said, oh, that's really nice of you to offer. I don't think so. But then he got the wheels spinning. And so by the end of January of that year, he had got us a spot and started the wheels in motion for us to open our own fretwork store over at the Las Palmillas Shopping Center, which is where we are now.
Uh-huh.
We are from Planet Fitness past Sportsman's Warehouse. We are our own mall. We are not actually part of Yuma Palms. We have a great landlord, and we've got some great other business neighbors in our strip mall, and uh-huh. It's really, really good. So then, of course, my brother says, well, who am I going to get to run the store? And I went, pick me. Yeah. So I had done I had worked here for about a year doing sales, and then I was at Chicago Title doing sales for 7 years, and then
how could your brother not figure that out? I mean, it's obvious that that's where you were going to go.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
He didn't know.
And he's my younger brother, so yeah. I still tell kids in the store, be nice to your little brother. Someday, he's going to be your boss.
You were nice, though.
No, I was not nice to my little brother when he was when he was 6 and I was 12. Oh, it was,
oh my God!
Oh, that's a big age gap.
Yeah, that's a big age gap. Yeah. Not so much anymore.
Poor kid.
Yeah, but back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how long ago was that?
We have been open 9.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So when we opened in 2004. Oh my gosh! I'm
how long
getting,
has it
I'm
been?
Getting
do you
this
know?
All
nine and
messed
a half.
Up.
2009, 2010.
Yeah. At that point, we opened in July, and Mr. DeBell did stay open through Christmas. I think, I don't know, either just to clean out his store to make sure we were going to make a go of it, and then he was able to retire in January and go move someplace warmer, I believe.
Warmer? Or warmer than Yuma?
I mean, colder than Yuma. Colder than Yuma. I forget where we are.
Like, holy moly.
Holy moly, is there a place?
Well, and that's what I was thinking. We opened in July. July?
Yeah, we did.
Of course, beginning of school year.
We opened in July, so we were ready for the first school year. We do a pretty booming business for the student rental instrument business.
Are they still doing
they're
a
back.
Lot?
They are back. Almost all of the schools have band or orchestra or both, which is awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I knew they pulled back
and
for a while.
Some
of it was finance, some of it, I don't know, COVID.
Most everybody's back.
Okay, and they're allowed to sing again?
I don't know about singing, but some of the schools are doing their band outdoors, so they're not blowing germs on each other. And other schools, it seems like maybe they've let the schools make those decisions on their own, because some of them started fired up with band right away in August, and some of them are still kind of easing into it.
Okay.
It's all good. Mm-hmm.
So with the rentals, why would you tell me why I would purchase an instrument over renting an instrument for my fifth grader who's learning to play one?
Well, I'll tell you why you would rent one.
Yeah,
is because it includes maintenance and insurance.
Oh, does it?
It includes maintenance and insurance. So if it's broken, lost, or stolen, you are covered, which is a beautiful thing. My mom bought me my clarinet in the fifth grade and said, and you are going to play this forever. And I did. I played it through college. So, and I still have it. So I took her words very seriously at that point. I think if you had a kid that was totally, totally into it, buying a starter instrument isn't a terrible idea either, because nobody else has played it, but then you are on the hook for maintenance.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking back to my own fifth grade experience, and I wanted to play the oboe. I wanted to play the oboe in the worst way, but my band already had 4 oboes.
Oh!
And we were a small town, and the band director said, don't you want to play the French horn like your older sister? And I said, no, I do not want to play the French horn like my older sister. But he convinced my parents that they already had 4 oboes, and we already owned a French horn, that the French horn was going to be what we were going to do. So I will admit, I did play the French horn until my junior year of high school. When it was time to sign up for classes my senior year, I didn't tell anybody other than the guidance counselor, and I did not sign up for band because I was done with the French horn.
Well, if you want to learn how to play the oboe now, we'll help you.
Well, I did learn to play the clarinet later. I discovered that is not my forte. Those reed instruments, apparently, and I do not get along.
Mm-hmm.
I like to crack reeds, apparently.
Maybe you saw something in your brass embouchure as opposed to your woodwind embouchure.
Probably. I had braces.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had a terrible overbite when I was in the fifth grade, so I think they thought I was perfect for clarinet. And you're going to be able to tell how old I am. I thought the clarinet player in the Lawrence Welk band was the best, because my folks were always watching Lawrence Welk on Saturdays. And I really wanted to play the accordion because I thought that was cool too, but now I have one. Don't know how to play it yet, but I have one.
That's hilarious. I love the accordion. So I'm going to start inviting you to chamber events with the accordion. You're going to have to learn quickly. What about reeds?
What about reeds? Gosh, lots of reeds.
You sell reeds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You sell all these.
So all those crazy things that I'm, you know, because like I said, I would have gone through reeds. That's probably, he probably knew my parents for not wanting to spend, you know, their retirement on reeds for me, because something tells me that's exactly what would have happened.
For those of us that played when we were kids and we would buy our reeds for 25 cents or 50 cents from our band director, now those same parents are coming in going, they're 3 for $10. Are you crazy? It's like, yeah, unfortunately, I am.
And at least I just needed grease and stuff for my French horn.
That's right.
So, okay. And I can still play it. I switched to trumpet, actually. So it's okay. It still serves me well. But to this day now it's piano.
There you go. Absolutely.
Ross, what instruments do you play? Apparently not the ukulele.
I play the radio, and I play the phonograph before. But other than that, I just am not musically inclined.
That's okay.
Think.
Not everybody
something with
needs
the
to
brain.
Be, you know, some of us need to be the audience, and there's nothing wrong with that at
I talk
all.
A lot.
You do.
That's about
find something
it.
You're good at and become the best, Ross.
I don't know that I'm good at it. I just do it a lot.
Absolutely. So Small Business Saturday's coming up. You know, we are not going to have a huge Black Friday sale. I'm not going to lie to you. If you need
it's
to go
just Black Saturday still a big thing?
Small Business Saturday, American Express kind of makes some noise about it a little bit. They're the ones that started
so
it.
You changed it to Small Business.
Small Business Saturday.
Not Black.
Well, Black Friday is still there. Right. But Small Business Saturday is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, American Express makes quite a bit of noise about it, you know, and then I know that, well, Arizona Lighting Company is going to have the, along with the Chamber, is going to have their Small Business Saturday event, so it is a thing, but you probably can't have a big sale for it, I would guess. You're going to run out of stuff.
You're going to run out of stuff. So if you need to go and hit the big box stores on Friday to do that, but by all means, stop by and see us. We're always open regular hours.
You're still hidden in the Yuma Palms way in the back somewhere?
The Las Palmias Shopping Center.
Oh, is that where
you're at? As a matter of fact, I tease our landlord on a pretty regular basis that he should lower our rent because we are a destination. You know, they always give the anchor stores a good deal. But it's like, no,
sure,
you know, people,
you
people come
that.
To see me. They come to see my store.
You're done, by the way. You need to go.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for coming in. We're going to switch gears after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
If you ever get annoyed, you give me a self-employed. I love to work.
If they were in the business of building better vacuum cleaners, chances are your rug would be pretty darn clean. If they spent the time thinking about lawnmowers, you'd probably be the envy of your neighbors. If piecing together go-karts was their bag, you'd be the fastest kid in the alley. They'd probably be good at a lot of different things. But they're in the business of building motorcycles, and it's what they do best. Harley-Davidson brand motorcycles. The time is now for you to make the lifelong commitment to ride. Visit Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson today at 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the street. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
Arizona Marketplace is open Thursday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's the largest and best outdoor market in Yuma County. Looking for unique items? Arizona Marketplace is your place in Yuma County. Christmas is approaching fast, and Arizona Marketplace has that unique item you're looking for. Of course, it's an experience you want to share with the whole family. It's outdoors, but completely shaded with daily entertainment and food vendors. Come explore the many vendors of Yuma's best Arizona Marketplace, 3351 South Avenue 4E.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough on students who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers.
That's where our organization, Communities and Schools, can help. For years, we've had caring adults inside schools helping these students stay in school.
And now, we are taking our work beyond the school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning.
Delivering meals, providing household supplies, connecting kids with online classrooms, and using technology to maintain the one-on-one relationships we know can transform the lives of students and their families.
We are doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed.
Communities and Schools, going wherever we are needed to help those students who are most in need thrive.
To see how you can help kids succeed, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
Business advertising is more effective when it's used correctly. Companies who went with digital-only strategies have found that the available pool for the Buy Today customer is shrinking, and the field's becoming more crowded. They realize they have to enter the sales cycle higher in the funnel in order to become brand of choice. Procter & Gamble recently cut millions in ineffective digital advertising in favor of higher funnel broadcast radio, which in turn made their digital advertising work better. You can do this too. Learn how at YumaAdvertising.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to our show, I do want to make a couple of announcements. Basically, the big one is our Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament is coming up very quickly, December 11th. We do still have foursomes available, some sponsorships available, although the sponsorships are going quickly. So check out our website, yumachamber.org, and see what all we still have available. It is a fun day, and last year it was super foggy and super cold, but we're hoping for better weather this year. And then, of course, as always, we have our Good Morning Yuma coming up December 9th. Our next mixer is December 22nd, and we are already starting to work on next year. So go to yumachamber.org to our events calendar and see everything that we have coming up. And please do join us for our golf tournament on December 11th. And in studio, of course, as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have switched gears, and we now have Donna George from the Peanut Patch. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, I was talking about the Peanut Patch a little bit earlier with someone here in the studio, and she said, I've just gained 10 pounds just hearing about it because she hadn't been there before, and I couldn't believe it. Who hasn't been to the Peanut Patch?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Lots of people haven't, but, you know, we're getting more and more people out there, so even our locals are really starting to support us, and we appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the first places I went when I moved here because everybody kept telling me about it, and now I'm a regular.
Yes, yeah.
I missed it over the summer.
Did you?
I did.
You know, I wish we were in a different building because I just can't cool that building enough.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's the building that's the biggest.
Insulated with peanut shells.
Yes. I could probably do that, but we don't take
my recommendation.
Yeah, we don't get the shells anymore. So,
But it is a beautiful building.
It is a beautiful building. You know, we're country store.
It is. It's very country store-ish.
Yes.
And so it fits perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we love it, you know.
Well, it's unique to Yuma.
Very unique.
And it's really nice. I mean, there's a lot of transient people in town, you know, military and other things that to send something back that's uniquely Yuma, particularly for the holidays. So I know we would always send gift baskets or things out from the Yuma peanut patch, which was always well received.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Well, you know, we keep
and
it fresh.
It's more than peanuts.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. A lot more than peanuts, fudge.
And you know what? We have souvenirs.
You do?
That's something that's a big request in Yuma is, you know, Arizona souvenirs, Yuma souvenirs,
uh-huh.
and it's really hard anymore to find them. So, you know, we have lots of them. We get a lot of people coming in just to get a souvenir to send home or something to take with them.
Well, I think that's an attraction into itself is all the things that are particularly human.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, so not just food anymore.
Well, and what's even better for me is I had friends and I was like, what am I going to send them for Christmas this year? And so last year, it was probably maybe a week or two before Christmas, it was like on a Saturday, which is probably not the best day to show up at the peanut patch, like a week or two before Christmas, and decided, hey, I'm going to ship all of my friends stuff from the peanut patch for Christmas, which is great because I knew you had the post office right inside the store and I knew I could do it. And I could, except that I highly recommend going a little bit earlier because I think I was like fifth in line.
Yeah, but our post office is definitely not like downtown. You know, we don't have the long line.
No, it was
so
great.
That part,
and you still boxed it all up for me and had it all ready to go, and it made it in time for Christmas, which was great.
Awesome. We do our best.
Because I just told somebody, I said, yeah, she's basically got it all set up. I mean, it was like one-stop shop. I went in, picked out what I wanted, got boxed up, shipped. I left.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was Christmas shopping made super easy.
Yeah, we try our best to get it in and, you know, get you in and out in a timely manner and get your products on their way.
So how did the peanut patch start? Because I don't know the story.
You don't know the story?
I don't, actually. I know the food.
Yep. Okay, so back in the 1940s, the DeDeer family actually homesteaded that property, and Jerry was the first farmer to try peanuts. He planted his first peanut crop in 1952. And we grew peanuts in Yuma from 52 to 96. Unfortunately, we had a little whitefly move in, which is peanuts are kind of the inviter or the host plant for that particular bug.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And whitefly eats green leafy plants. Well, you can imagine with us being so into vegetables, mainly lettuce and winter vegetables, that whitefly was
atrocious.
Wow, that
got your name on the board,
didn't it? Would have been devastating.
Yeah. And so the farmers decided peanuts would have to go. And it was a mutual decision. It wasn't something like this group was mad because they couldn't grow their crop. They knew something had to happen right now.
You mean they didn't take pitchforks and fire and everything to chase you out? And
I don't think it did. I think they just switched what they were going to plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are a huge alfalfa producer. And so a lot of those peanut fields up on the mesa went into alfalfa and also citrus.
So whitefly is still a problem, though? You can't go back to peanuts.
Whitefly is still
they
here.
They love peanuts.
They love peanuts and pumpkins. I don't know if you've ever noticed. We don't grow pumpkins. That is why.
I didn't know that either.
Yep, that is why.
But I know we don't want to go back to whitefly. I wasn't here during that time, but it's noteworthy enough people talk about it still.
Exactly, because we still have trouble with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, different farmers will hit a year where it's just devastating their crop. So so in 1977, he was growing his own peanuts, and he wanted to be able to sell his own product. So they opened a little retail store known as the Peanut Patch. Think of that, 1977, and here we are, still around. We just celebrated our anniversary on Saturday.
I saw.
Yeah, had a great time, sampled a lot of product, got a lot of folks out there.
But now, and it started off with peanuts, obviously. Was it always multiple items, or did...
It started out mainly peanuts, peanut brittle, peanut butter, a few other items, and then it grew from there.
So we got the wife involved.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. His wife was actually a teacher at Palm Cross.
Okay.
And
she
made
peanut brittle.
She did it after school at night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And so I, you know, I don't know how she raised three kids, made peanut brittle, taught school, and helped farm.
And then little by little, it's picked up.
Oh, yeah. We've added
additional items, food items, novelty items.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all centered around you.
We do our best. You know, we do have items that come from other places.
Oh, yeah,
know?
But I mean, it's packaged, labeled.
It's done in the store.
It's a Yuma unique.
I was very pleasantly surprised, I will tell you. So I have a group of friends, and we do food gift exchanges, and it has to be food from where we're from. So thanks to the peanut patch, I'm able to do that. It was interesting because I had one from Maine, and she sent me the Maine blueberry stuff, and I'm like, I can get that here.
Yeah, that's an item we actually get to import from that area.
She should have sent you lobster.
I was going to say, why not?
I'm allergic to lobsters.
Okay, oh, well, good. I guess that wouldn't work.
So it wasn't going to work so well.
No.
Unfortunately, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed,
are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
We have the world at our fingertips, inspiration in our touch, and power in our hands. Our hands, gentle enough to hold the next generation, yet strong enough to build movements that can change the world. Our hands can build relationships, frame ideas, and empower communities. We have the ability to share and imagine, create and comfort, love and heal the world around us. And it doesn't stop there. Right here, in our hands, we have the power to save a life. If you see a teen or adult suddenly collapse, call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest. The power is in your hands. Anthem Foundation is the proud national supporter of the American Heart Association's Hands Only CPR campaign.
News Talk 560 KBLU, where Yuma comes to talk. Here's just some of what you'll hear when you go under the hood with the Nordstrom's Motor Medics.
I got a 98 Dodge pickup, 2500, not leaking, but using a lot of oil, like 4 quarts and 180 miles.
We have a winner. Russ, tell him what he's won.
You have won a trip to the repair shop to replace your intake gasket at a nominal charge, which is much better than replacing the entire motor.
And what happens if he doesn't take advantage of his price?
Soon to explode at a stoplight near you.
Shannon and Russ have spent their whole lives with their heads under the hood, and that's the way they like it.
The way we use electricity and the way we get charged is changing and will continue to change. That's why I love talking about my Rheem heat pumps and air conditioners. The new Rheem equipment are built with electrical demand in mind, in ACs, heat pumps, and furnaces. If you're in the market for a new AC or heat pump, call Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call, or just log on to acyuma.com.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chatter, as always, is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, we have Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Donna George from the Peanut Patch.
Good morning.
And so I love the Peanut Patch. Not sure my waistline does, but I love it. No, but you have a lot of savory stuff in the store, too.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we have a lot of healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, as well as peanuts, are very healthy for you. So, and we have granolas.
Mm-hmm.
We have jarred goods, canned vegetables, or not canned, but like bottled, jarred, old-fashioned things like beets and asparagus.
Yum.
And, you know, okra and green beans. And,
okay, yeah. It's old-fashioned canning. It's like grandma's canning.
Exactly.
They're in the little ball or mason jars.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
And they remind me of when my grandma canned and I helped her. And, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Me too. That's exactly. I think of Grandma when I walk in there.
Exactly.
And see that section.
Yep, yep.
What's your favorite thing in there?
Oh, good grief. What's my favorite thing? It just changes from day to day almost. Right now I'm into licorice all sorts for some reason. I like coconut. I like licorice. So that's been calling my name. But, you know, we've got so many different things. I love our Anasazi beans.
The what beans?
Anasazi beans.
I don't know Anasazi beans.
Yes.
What are they?
They're similar to a pinto.
Okay.
However, they're a little bit... They cook a lot faster, and they don't have as many side effects. We'll just put it that way.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, understood. And so how do you cook them?
Just like a pinto bean. In a, you know, and you boil them. You can put a ham hock in it. You can put chili in it. And then we also have a couple soup mixes with those as well.
Awesome. Okay, well, with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, what would I grab from your store to enhance my Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, definitely.
Besides everything.
Oh, definitely pickled beets.
Oh, yeah.
For your Thanksgiving table. Maybe some savory sweet things for afterwards. Some fudge would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some homemade chocolate.
How many flavors of fudge do you have?
It's over 180 that we actually have. Now, we don't have that many out at once, but...
The counter would be kind of full. But
yeah.
There's probably
a couple dozen, maybe? 40, 45
wow.
on the table at once. And that includes our ones that are diabetic safe.
Ross, have you tried the fudge?
All too often.
Uh-huh. Because they'll give you samples.
I'm a fudge fan. There's no question. I'm trying not to be right now.
Yeah.
it's okay, though. But, yeah, I am a fudge fan. It's great. It's a great gift, too, for the holidays.
And ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good gift.
Well, you can't carry it out.
Yeah, you can't ship it.
No.
Well, you can.
Like,
it'd be kind of pricey because it'd be dry ice.
Yeah.
We tell people we can ship everything in the store but you and the ice cream. So
okay.
You can ship it. I've had it shipped.
It'd be a little hard.
Yeah,
it would be difficult. But it's fun to eat it there.
Oh, yeah. Especially while you're shopping.
I was surprised to see the ice cream, you know, the first time in the store. I expected a lot of the other things, but the ice cream caught me off guard.
Now, the location that you have, is that something that's been the location for quite some time, or is that...
That's the original
that
location.
That is the original?
That's the original store.
I guess I had no idea
that
was the original store.
That is the original store. It has expanded a couple of times prior to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's the original place.
We got room to expand it if you wanted to. You could.
Yeah.
But you don't want to tear down the original store.
Oh, never.
Okay.
Never, never. And, you know, mentioning ice cream, you guys, if y'all would write to Dreyer's and tell them we want peanut and buttercup back, they will not make it this year, and we need help. We want it. It's the best.
They won't make peanut buttercup ice cream?
They will not make it for us, and so if everybody would contact Dreyer's and tell them Yuma wants peanut buttercup ice cream back.
Because it's such a good fit for the store.
It is, and everybody loves it, and we have so many sad customers because we can't get it.
No, I'm not sad. I'm trying to not eat ice cream.
Okay, well, but we could certainly give
I can
you
try to not
stuff.
Eat ice cream. I'm not going to be very successful at it, but I can try to not eat ice cream.
But yeah,
you've changed a lot over the years, though.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I had Louis the Deer walked in on our anniversary, and we were having a conversation because it's his dad that started it.
Okay.
And he said, you know, we picked the right person when we sold it to you because
sure.
you've kept that tradition. Now, changed, yeah, we've added products.
Yeah.
We've expanded our inventory, but we still have that home feel.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come through the door and feel like family. You know, we want you to be a part of us as you're shopping.
Mm-hmm. You don't have as many ready-made baskets.
Well, we're working on that this
okay.
year.
So I remember there used to be lots of them made already, and I'm lazy.
Oh, yeah. Some people want to do their own. But.
I just wanted to grab them and say, okay, give me five of those, two of those, whatever, and I ship them back to whoever.
Exactly. Well, we're pretty well stocked this year, so
okay.
there are a few items we can't get or that we're having trouble getting, and we're working on it. It is the world we're in today. But
We probably have 20 baskets on the shelf right now.
Nut prices are crazy high, too. They've gone up. I mean, a lot of food items have gone up.
Actually, nuts have not jumped as bad as a lot of other things.
Really?
Chocolate's up. Brazil nuts are way up because they had trouble with the crop.
Mm.
Now, they come from Brazil.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And they just had trouble with the crop this year, so it's like double and triple the price. It's usually a hot seller for us, and I know people are seeing the prices and going, ooh. But
yeah.
Generally, other prices are up a little bit, but my nuts I actually have seen pretty stable at this moment.
Well, that's good.
So I think we're okay. I'm worried about next year with almonds and such.
Well, that almonds was the one I'm worried about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, California took a lot of their almonds out.
Well, they've been having water issues, and I guess they've been shutting down some farms because
yeah.
of the water issues. And
yeah, and the fire issues. So mm-hmm.
And fire, that's right.
With those issues, it does cause them a lot of issues. But, yeah, I haven't seen them jump terribly yet.
Oh, I'm comparing them to 10 years ago.
Well,
yeah, know, I could compare them to 10 years
like
ago, too.
They're like double what they
Didn't
were.
Everything, has everything gone up since 10 years ago, though?
Not that much. I mean, almonds got hit, which is one of my favorites.
Will you come check out our prices?
I will. I'll come over there.
Yeah.
But that's
stay out of the big store there.
I'm like, suddenly I'm glad that my husband's preference is chili peanuts.
Okay, yeah. Peanuts have stayed pretty stable.
Yeah,
they've had some rises and falls, but pretty much.
They're not really a nut, though, are they?
Nope, they're really not.
A lot of people don't know that.
Aren't they legumes?
Don't tell your husband to break his heart.
They are legumes.
They're
yeah, vegetables.
Because they grow underground.
I love telling the kids, did you know peanuts are not nuts?
They don't want to
hear
that. Play ball.
When you talk to people with allergies, it's usually one or the other. It's usually
peanuts or peanuts.
For that,
exactly.
Yep.
But, yeah, kids get a kick out of finding out peanuts are vegetables.
I think that's great. I'm going to start having peanut butter as a side at dinner.
There you go.
It's actually very healthy for you.
It is. I love the peanut butter from the peanut patch because
it's just peanuts.
It's just peanuts. Except they still have like eight different. I still have to go, well, do I want it salted and unsalted? Or I mean, there's still a lot of choices there.
Well, you get it without preservatives, which is great.
Yes. Right. And without sugar.
Yep.
It's another thing. Sugars and everything. You're right.
Yep.
That's a lot better.
Exactly.
So how early do I have to come?
You're
shop
done.
For
you gotta, you gotta say goodbye. There's no time.
Okay. Well,
you say goodbye.
Definitely head to the peanut patch as soon as you can, because Christmas shopping and shipping and everything it has to be done early this year. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. With that, thanks so much, Donna, for coming in this morning. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Discover United Toyota's Black Friday specials all month long. With a massive selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, we have a car, truck, or SUV for all lifestyles and budgets. Visit UnitedToyotaImperial.com today.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone.
Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.